Unit 18. Christmas in New York. It is the time of year to send and receive letters and emails starting with Dear Family or Hi Friends. People in New York are already in the Christmas mood, and I am getting excited too. Angie and I took a walk downtown today. First, we went to the Rockefeller Center to see the famous Christmas tree. The tree lighting ceremony is always held in the first week of December. The whole view was so enchanting. In the short pathway from Fifth Avenue to the GE building, white angel decorations were shining. School children in reindeer hats were marching with beaming smiles. Beyond them, people were gliding across the huge skating rink with the gigantic tree and the shimmering Prometheus statue in the background. You can see such a scene in the last scene of Home Alone 2. We strolled along Fifth Avenue for a while and saw some nice and unique decorations on the buildings. Cartier was tied up with a giant ribbon, which made the whole building look like a present. And Saks Fifth Avenue had a line of mini trees in the windows. To be honest, Christmas in New York is somewhat different than what I had thought it was before coming here. It is not an all-town festival in which people make a gleeful racket, but rather it is a time for families and friends to get together, feeling warm and cozy in their own homes. The climax of the day was the Nutcracker, performed at the New York State Theater, where we met Oliver and Sarah. There was also a beautiful Christmas tree near the fountain in the center of Lincoln Center. Many people, all dressed up under their coats, were already lining up at the entrance and swapping jokes and stories. I noticed some elderly people accompanying neatly dressed children. Oliver said, "My parents used to bring me and my sister here every Christmas. If you are a New Yorker, you can't miss the NYCB's Nutcracker." I fully understood his comment after the show. Balanchine's unique choreography, the dazzling corps de ballet, and the children selected by audition for this particular performance were absolutely fantastic. I hope people in Japan are enjoying this festive season as well.